Ready to talk retirement? You're in the right place. Join Veronica Redfield for the Retirement Roundtable, your go-to source for navigating the ups and downs of retirement planning. We'll break down those tricky financial topics, share actionable tips, and explore ways to make your retirement dreams a reality. So grab a seat. It's time for the Retirement Roundtable.
Welcome to the Retirement Roundtable. I'm Veronica, and with me is Grant Hartman with Retirement Resource. Also with us is our co-host, Jacqueline. How are you doing today, Jacqueline?
I am fantastic today. I am just enjoying the weather, and you know, it's almost 4th of July, so that's exciting. How about you guys?
Doing good. We went on a bike ride yesterday, my son, my husband, and I, to Cherryberry. So it still counts as exercise, even though the bike ride is 3 miles, right? 3 miles there. It still doesn't matter that we had Cherryberry. I think it's still a good thing.
Cherryberry's better than, you know, Cold Stone or Dairy Queen, right?
False. Ooh. False.
What?
That is not true.
Why is that not true?
No.
What's wrong?
You put Cold Stone up on top, the best ice cream by far. But then you go down to Tutti Frutti.
Because you can customize. Around? That's the same as Cherryberry.
No, they're a little different. Tutti Frutti's better.
Cherryberry just has more chocolate ice cream or something.
If you want chocolate, then why don't you go to Cold Stone?
Because this is frozen yogurt. This is Froyo. We're way healthier than Cold Stone.
Also, 3 miles on a bike, that's not that far.
You know what? It is for a 7-year-old because I heard him complain the entire time. He's like, yes. But we could stop at both parks on the way home and it didn't matter because he had energy for the parks, the playgrounds, because we passed two of them and he was perfectly fine and he's doing these amazing things. He get on the bike. Oh, my back hurts. This is so much work. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, it's a bike. I told that to Sean too. I told him it wasn't really a workout. I said it was fine. It was just to get outside. But anyways, this is what we're talking about today. So this is kind of a nice lead in. We want to talk about physical wealth because last week we talked about mental wealth. So physical wealth is something that we wanted to bring up because again, it's something that people don't normally think about. You know, it's one thing to save for retirement, but what are you going to do and what can you do? You know, a lot of times if you don't take care of your health prior as well as in retirement, what's the point of saving all this money that you can't enjoy spending? You know, so taking care of your body is a huge thing that you can do to promote healthy retirement. Because if you retire because you're ill or your body can't handle anything, I mean, what are you going to do? And, you know, I'm sure people could spend money, but wouldn't it be more fun to spend money on things you want to do, like travel, you know, run around with the grandkids, you know, be a part of it versus I have this money, but I'm too sick to go anywhere.
Yeah. And I completely agree. I think, you know, the key word in there is enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're worrying about your health so much, you don't even have, you know, the capability to plan things or, you know, because what if I'm sick? What if I can't make it? What if, you know, there's so many what ifs with this. So I think just having that firm foundation with the physical health is so important for everybody now and into the future.
Absolutely. And we always tell people you have to live in balance. Besides, balance is one of our core values for our clients because you have to live today as well as tomorrow, because we have actually had clients come in where they have these big goals, but they're saving it all to retirement. They're saving all this money for retirement. And we have had where we've lost a spouse prior to retirement. So all this money that they saved, all these plans that they wanted to do, you know, one of the spouses that I'm thinking of specifically, he became ill. He wasn't able to do anything and he passed away before the spouse retired. And then what happened is she just continued working because she felt like she had no purpose. She just lost her spouse. All the dreams, the things that they wanted to do, now she felt like she was empty because they couldn't do it. So planning and living today and enjoying your health today is just as important. And to kind of, you know, because I'm keep talking here, we started talking before the show. I started with, it's like an aura ring and there's a patch. And one of the things that I've been reading, because obviously we're not nutritionalists, we're not health care or anything like that, you know, but we suggest you to contact your healthcare provider for any advice or a nutritionalist. But one of the things I'm doing to try to be proactive is when you read about health in the future, a lot of things happen before it actually you see symptoms. So what I'm doing right now, because I kind of try anything and everything, is I have an aura ring that monitors my sleep and everything, my body, my temperature, which I guess if I get sick, my friends who have this ring, like the ring tells them they're going to get sick before they get sick because of the changes in their baseline. But what I'm doing also is I have this patch on my arm and it actually measures my blood sugar. So I can see how food, stress, lack of sleep, I think it was NutriSense that got me on it. You know, all those Facebook ads talking about, you know, your hormones and trying to get ahead and have energy. And if you can pay attention to what goes in your body and how your body reacts, you can be more proactive in the choices you make because everybody's a little different. But it's actually kind of fun. And I've only had this on since this weekend, but it's crazy to see the differences in how my body reacts to certain things. And it's also crazy the fact that, you know, I feel like I'm not that bad, but this AI app in here is telling me how much processed food I'm eating, which is obviously not good for us.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So do you think it's beneficial to have that ring?
Well, I've only started it for a little bit. So a lot of the baseline things need to be on for a while. Like there's certain things like after 5 days, one thing is unlocked. After 7 days, after 1 month, something in there needs 3 months because I need to create a baseline of what my body typically does before it'll actually start giving me advice of what to do. And I mean, this is just one way people can, you know, be proactive with their health. I mean, I go to the gym. Grant goes to the gym. Jacqueline, I think you said you go. Well, you said you love Planet Fitness. So yeah, you go to the gym.
You spend more time in the tanning beds than you do lifting.
Well, so here's the deal, though, guys. I would sort of agree with that. But also, they have a red light therapy machine.
Ooh.
And that is like, I will always do that. You know, it's got the shaker plate on there. And something to tell you guys about me is that I'm very holistic, actually.
Ooh.
So I'm into my sourdough era, my vitamins, you know, no medicine, including the red light therapy. So highly recommend that. It helps with wrinkles, too. So
I've heard a lot of good things about the red light therapy. I did that fad too. I shouldn't cut off fad because it's good. I just didn't want to pay for it anymore. But red light therapy at one of the places in town.
Did you go one time and you were like, I'm not going to go back?
No, I did a month. I did a month or 2 months. And I just like one was your face. Like it really focused on your face. And the other one, they had a stand up and then they had an infrared sauna with red light.
Yes.
And which is cool because the infrared is just as important for you as a sauna. Like I think if you go to a sauna 3 times per week, I think statistics say like your chances of like cardiovascular issues can go down. I think that's what it was. You'd have to check.
Yeah. And I think it also has to do with stress as well.
Yep.
So kind of going back to our mental wealth last week, the sauna is great for all of that as well.
Yes. And detoxification.
I love the sauna. See, I'm more of like the traditional wellness guy. I go to the gym, push some weight around, go sit in the sauna.
How much do you lift? Let's talk numbers here.
You want to talk numbers? You're going to expose me like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Which lift do you want to?
Funny note here. Let's put this in here. I didn't believe Grant could do 40 pound. Was it 40 pound rows?
Yeah.
Couldn't believe him. So I literally brought a 40 pound weight to the office and made him do 40 times.
60.
Six. What? 60? It wasn't 60.
You told me to do 40. Wow. You thought I could not do 40 pound rows 50 times.
Oh yeah, that. And then I made him do his less dominant arm too, because he pounded, like he's a lefty and he could nail that just no big deal. But I was like, no, you got to do your other arm too. And he did. So, I mean, yeah, but okay.
Okay, so like, let's do like bench press.
Of course, the most standard one. So are we going like rep wise, like one rep? Are we doing 3 rep? Doing
six? You know, rep? One rep will make you look good. We'll make
one rep. One rep, I can do 245.
Wow. Okay, that's impressive. That's impressive.
Yep. So not too crazy. I'm not that big guy with the big chest yet, but I'm getting there. I'd say I am stronger in my legs for sure. So like I can do a lot of front squats, which is very untraditional. People like to do back squats, but I like to do front squats and I can do about 8 reps at like 265. I just did it in baseball. So
when you're in the gym, do you go every time you like lift?
No,
guys in there?
No, but there are some people in the gym that go like, and it's just like, can you just stop that? And I just crank up my music.
Does it really help?
No.
Well, and I just discovered, like, because I used to do, you know, back squats or whatever. What is that thing called? Where you put the weights on the side, the bar.
Like, oh, the bar. Oh, yeah.
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 The one that you cannot move out of?
Yes.
So what? Squat bench.
No, it's not. I can't remember.
Like if everybody could see us, we're all showing, but no, none of us can
Yeah.
It's on your shoulders and you squat down.
Yeah. So I used to do
squat
that.
Squat press.
But now, is that what the machine? No, it's not a machine though. It's like,
no, but you can do it with a barbell by itself.
Yeah.
Are you looking on Google? Anyways. Okay.
Anyways. But now I've discovered that you can do all these exercise on the cable machines and it's so much easier to do the same exercises and you can change your weight a lot easier, you know, with a little pin rather than putting weights on and off. So that's kind of my forte now.
But, yeah. Well, one thing that in the health adventure that I'm on, because I'm always looking to try and be better, even though I still have not given up my fountain pop, like that's probably the number one thing I should do, but I haven't, is they say you need to have muscles. Like you need to build your muscles, especially as you get older, because otherwise what happens is you get weak and you're not able to do things. And if you look it up statistically, like if your muscle mass decreases the older you get. So if you're not consistently trying to build that, you're going to have a lot of issues down the road. And then when you break your hip, you end up going to the hospital and you don't have the strength to get yourself back on track. So strength building is important for everybody at all ages and you should never stop. I mean, obviously do what you're able to with your body. You shouldn't hurt yourself, you know, find a coach, something like that. Like I go to Fargo Fit Body and they make us do a different workout every day and it's all free weights pretty much, but it challenges me to do things that I probably wouldn't do if I went to just a typical gym by myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And is it a class setting?
Yep. It's like 30 minutes. Like I said, the format is different every single day. The moves are different every day. It's free weights. They have T-Rex straps. They're getting some cable things like you're talking about. They're adding that to it. And yeah, so I mean, it's just to put yourself out there and make sure you're exerting yourself a little bit, you know, and that's where all these gadgets that measure your heart rate and stuff like that. I've got the smartwatch. Now I've got the ring. Like as long as I can learn what to do with that data, I think that'll be positive.
Yeah, your weight training is pretty easy.
Shut up. You went to class and you said it was a good workout.
No, it is a really good workout.
He went there. He didn't believe me. And I had the whole office. I voluntold the whole office. They had to do a challenge for 6 weeks and we all went.
Wow.
And there was a competition and who won? Let's just point that out.
My partner maybe wasn't there most of the time. So we got behind.
It's okay.
You did. You did.
But let's look back on what the topic was today. Physical wealth.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what you do, because I'm traditional. I go to the weight room and lift weights. Veronica, you kind of do anything under the sun, but you stay motivated to do so. And then Jacqueline, you know, you do your vitamins, your sourdough, and then the red light therapy.
What the heck is sourdough?
Oh, you don't know what sourdough is?
I thought you were talking about bread.
No.
Okay. So it is bread, but it's so what the ingredients in it is flour, water, salt, period.
Okay.
And it's like a fermentation process. Okay. So
you can grow it.
So it's like kombucha. Have you heard of kombucha?
Is that like a tea or something?
Yeah. So it's got like live bacteria in there that helps with gut health. And so it basically like gets rid of toxins and stuff in your body.
By eating sourdough bread.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat it every day then?
I don't, but I, you know, keep it alive. It's a live thing. So you got to like keep it alive and feed it every day. It's like a child.
What?
It's so good.
It's so good. And it's just gut healthy. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you keep whatever this is alive and then you eat it and you feed it.
Yep.
You cook it.
You bake it.
Yeah. See, you're missing out.
I'm having a moment. I mean, I don't know how eating sourdough bread and keeping it alive and eating it is going to help. Okay.
You have to try it. It's
live bacteria. It's got, bacteria in there. That's good for you.
I mean, I've had sourdough bread. We have a client that has her own fur or her own business with it. And so she brings it into us every once in a while. And that's all you're talking about?
Basically, you can create anything with it. I mean, you can make different loaves and Pop-Tarts and all sorts of things with it. But yeah, it's got a, very good.
Wow. Okay. I guess.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aubrey used to make it too. But she wasn't very successful at it. She could not keep it alive. So stuck buying it.
And you have to be careful too, because a lot of, sourdough bread, because it's healthy for you and it doesn't have any like preservatives in it, it'll go bad. Like it'll get moldy within a couple days. And if you buy it at the store, it most likely has those preservatives in it because they can't keep it on the shelf or get it there without it getting moldy. So,
well, I guess I've learned something today. Wow. Yeah.
Hey, have you guys ever heard of Molye cooking? No. It's on the TLC channel.
No,
not at all.
What is it?
Well, that's who. So my best friend's fiance, now they got engaged last Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Fun fact. She works with Molye. So that's where she makes her sourdough bread. And she's like popular on TLC. Mm. I think it is. So.
Cool.
That's yeah. very cool.
It's a big industry now, honestly. Like it's, you know, people are making a lot of money on TikTok and through little, like their little stands at their house or whatever. And it's a little farmer's market thing.
We yeah. should call Lonnie and have her bring a sourdough bread every week. Lonnie? She makes it. Our client.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, anyways.
But yeah, we should.
Yeah. But kind of circling back, physical wealth can mean so many things. But the reason that it is so important to think about now is because it's easier to make small changes now and build healthier habits mm-hmm. now, you know, as the years approach. Because, I mean, things don't always get easier when you get older, right? You have to work towards it. You know, another thing that I've learned, I've got a coach and she's been challenging me to get my steps in every day. And having an office job, getting steps is ridiculous. Especially like I tell these guys, leave my stuff on the printer. If you give it to me, I'm going to make you put it back so I can go get my steps and get my butt off of my chair to go there and get it, right? Mm-hmm. But I was trying to negotiate with my coach to put my steps at 7,000. Let me just start at 7,000 per day because I sit, you know, unless it's a weekend, I can easily get it. You know, let's do that. She's like, actually, for your body composition to change, you need to have at least 8,000 steps per day. You know, and they talk about being active all day, which is so good for you in so many ways too. So even as simple as getting steps in a day, you know, depending on where your goals are, I mean, something like that, even without a gym membership, is what you can do to try and promote healthiness, because walking is a wonderful way to stay, you know, ahead of certain things. And it's just so good for you.
Yeah. And I think also with physical health, you know, it's got to be down to you and your ambitions and your drive. You know, somebody can tell you to get your butt moving and, you know, do this and do that, but you're not going to do it unless you want to.
Right.
So we got to start with your mindset first.
Right. And I would just say, you know, what's your why? Like, why do you want to be healthy? Is it you want to travel? You want to go hiking in retirement? You want to be able to keep up with the grandkids? You know, you don't want to retire and not be able to do anything because you're not able. You know, keep moving, figure out what it is that you want and have that as your motivator. And like you said, everybody's different on what they're going to do. You know, we're all talking about very different routines that we all have here. And that's going to be what it is for the rest of your life. You know, I mean, pickleball apparently is one of the most hot topics of people in retirement. That's all I hear people doing and pre-retirement. You know, so as long as you find something that's fun and engaging, you know, and then paying attention to your diet. And like I said, I'm probably going a little far off with the stuff that I do, but I tend to kind of do that, mm-hmm. you know, to see how it's really, because I mean, you might not know on the surface what your body's doing internally. So that's where my yeah. curiosity got me.
Yeah. Being in tune with your own body is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what about like the unknown health consequences that could be down the road? You know, it's like, you can't, you know, you could be as healthy as a butterfly flying around in the midsummer day, but you know, suddenly you could have something that is unknown.
Right.
And so like looking back at, yeah, you could take all these precautions to keep you as healthy as possible. What if something does happen? And especially in retirement, the earlier stages of life, you're going to be more flexible. You can move around. So take those yeah. trips. You know, don't, you know, people always have that mindset of saving in retirement or going up to retirement. But when they hit retirement, they're so scared to use their funds to go on trips. And we recommend a lot of clients to take those trips because that's what's needed. Because you have your go-go years and then your slow-go years and then your no-go years. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things about physical wealth. And one thing is if you want to take trips, take them now, because you sometimes you can't get them back.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing. Like I said, I mean, our four core values are peace of mind, trust, life happens, and balance. And there's so many people that come in and, like I said, they save, like he just said, save. They feel like they can't touch anything. You know, that's the benefit of coming into someone like us, is you can see how well are you saving? How does everything look? You know, because we'll be one of the first ones to tell you, like, you know, if you can retire comfortably without any worries, also, you know, live today because tomorrow's not promised. So we want to balance what you're doing today as well as your future. future. You know, a lot of times what I tell people, like, if it doesn't affect your future plan, you know, you're still able to save, you know, go on the trip now, because like Grant just said, you don't know what tomorrow's promised. And like the couple I said earlier, they had all these goals and wishes for retirement to do together. They were saving, and they never got to experience it. You know, my dad passed when I was 59, and because of him, I go on as many trips as I possibly can. And a lot of them are work related, but they tend to be fun. I'm kind of a lifelong learner, so I love growing and learning. But like, if I can do it, I go, just because, in honor of my dad, because he never got to. So, you know, he spent a lot of time in the nursing home and not being very well. So the last decade of his life was very ill. So, you know, enjoy life, live today, and take care of your health so that that way you can do the things you want. Otherwise, like I said in the beginning, what's the point of saving all this money if you're not able to enjoy it?
Yeah. And I also think, you know, going back to what Grant said earlier, you know, if you do get sick or something does come up, having that good physical foundation will help you overcome that better too and more easily. And so, you know, just starting off with that will make your future easier, I guess.
Absolutely. So that's why it's like, last week we talked about mental health. This week we talked about physical health. And then next time we'll talk about financial health. But they all tie in together. And a lot of people, when they come in here, they want to retire. They don't even know what they're going to do with themselves. So it's like making sure you explore everything aside from the financial part is just as important.
Ding, ding, ding. Question, or no, I screwed that up. Can you cut that out?
No, just let it be. He's fine.
I was gonna say joke of the day, not question of the day.
Well, that's okay. That's fine.
Okay, ready?
Yep. We want to put some jokes at the end of our podcast just for fun. What do you got?
Where do homeless CPAs live?
I don't know.
In the account.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. In a tax shelter.
Since we're in accounting, I'll go another one. Why did the accountant cross the road?
Because he did it last year.
Hey, cheater. We told him that before we got on here.
Grant, that was supposed to be my guess. Come on.
Do you got another one?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch.
All right, let's do another one. Come on.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
What do stars and false teeth have in common?
They're bright.
They both come out at night.
That's so good.
Why do they both come out at night?
Because you don't sleep with them.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way. I thought they were super shiny, so you turn off the lights and
you don't sleep with false teeth in. You must not know anybody with them.
No, my grandpa has dentures.
Okay. Well, yep. Nope. They come out at night.
They do.
All right. One more, Grant. Take it home.
Or something, right? Oh, yeah.
1 second. What do you call a 5 foot tall stockbroker?
I don't know. A short?
Oh, it's close.
What?
A short seller.
So good. Well, I think this episode was a blast. I think just seeing, you know, how the three of us all manage our health completely differently, and yet I would say we're pretty healthy. And so, yeah, just knowing, you know, how physical and mental health go together, and I'm excited for next week. So that does it for the Retirement Roundtable with Veronica and Grant.
Yep. Oh, one more thing. If you guys would like to reach out to us, you can reach us at the office, 701-639-7899, or you can go to our website, retirementresourcend.com. You know, if you want to take a look at us and, you know, schedule a consultation, a second opinion, you can't get it from the same one who gave you the first. So
it's free.
Feel free to give us a call. Otherwise, we'll see you guys all next week.
Yeah. And I love all of your core values that you guys, you know, have. So that's so important. But
thank you.
All right. Next week.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Retirement Roundtable. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Veronica Redfield at the Retirement Resource by calling 701-639-7899 or visiting retirementresourcend.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of the Retirement Roundtable.
Advisory services are offered by VC Insurance Sales, Inc., doing business as the Retirement Resource and Investment Advisor in the states of North Dakota and Minnesota. Insurance products and services are offered through Fed Resource ND, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.